But for now, let's go to our scripture reading for today. Today we are going to the book of Ephesians. I know we've been spending a lot of time in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Today we're going to go to the book of Ephesians. And I want to let you know that this was the message that I had prepared for last Sunday. And I know that last Sunday was our church luncheon. So I kept the message short. So guess what, Beech Grove? You get that short message today. Can I hear an amen?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'll just double up next week. That's all. No, next week is Christmas. It's got to be a Christmas message next week, right? Okay, from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and I am going to read verses 19 through 22. I will have those words up here on the screen from my New American Standard Bible translation. Please follow along with me in your Bibles. If you have your place, let me hear you say amen. 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 Let's stand while God's word is being read here this morning for these verses here, starting at verse number 19. Paul writes this to the people in the church at Ephesus as he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to do so. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. And we'll stop right there. Let's go to God in a time of prayer. Lord, as we continue in this study on spiritual gifts, Father, what is it today that we need to learn about this topic? Again, may your scriptures come alive within us to teach us something here today that we didn't know when we walked through these doors. As always, to you be the glory for what we will learn here today. I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And you may be seated. This is week number 6 on this series on understanding the spiritual gifts. And I have titled today's message, Built on the Foundation. The exact words that Paul uses in verse number 20. So let's do a quick review of a few important truths. We've had this up here every Sunday. Spiritual gifts, they are not earned, they are not learned, they cannot be bought, and they cannot be taught. They are for the common good of the church to build up the body of Christ, and our gifts are for each other and not for ourselves. So what are the spiritual gifts? This is a list that we've had up here the last couple weeks. We get these gifts from 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10, verse 28, and then again in Romans 12, 6 through 8. And this is the listing that I find in my New American Standard Bible. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, healing, effecting of miracles, prophecy, foretelling, and prophecy, forthtelling. And we'll go over the difference in that here shortly. Distinguishing of spirits, speaking in tongues, interpreting tongues, apostles, mercy, teaching, help, serving, administration, exhortation, and giving. Again, different Bible translations will probably use different terms. These are the words that are used in the New American Standard. And over the past 3 weeks, we've covered these 11 gifts, the ones with check marks and are in bold. We've covered word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, distinguishing of spirits, mercy, teaching, helps, serving, administration, exhortation, and giving. And I said this at the end of our service 2 weeks ago. I said that more than likely, everybody in here who is a believer will have at least one of these gifts that has a check mark beside it, because they are, what I was saying, at the top of the funnel. And today we're going to start working our way down this funnel. So those are the gifts that we've already covered. And you'll notice that there are 7 gifts remaining: healing, effecting of miracles, prophecy, foretelling, prophecy, fourth telling, speaking in tongues, interpreting tongues, and apostles. One of these, and I have it in bold here, is what I would consider an ordinary gift, which any of us can have, and that would be prophecy, forthtelling. And I'm going to get more on both of those prophecies, not this week, but in the weeks to come. The remaining six, and let's highlight those. The remaining six are in a category that theologians call the sign gifts, S-I-G-N. Some call them the miraculous gifts. Some call them the apostolic gifts. I'm going to call them any one of those three. I'll probably call them the sign gifts. These six gifts that I have checkmarked right here, healing, effecting of miracles, prophecy, foretelling, speaking in tongues, interpreting tongues, and apostles, are very controversial, and they are very highly debated in churches today. And you might ask, well, what's the controversy over? Well, the question is this. Here's the question that people are asking today. Do these six gifts still exist in the church today? And that's what we're going to start pursuing today and over the next several weeks. Do these six gifts exist in the church today? And if they do, why? And if they don't, why? And we'll cover all of that ground. Just a very brief background about that question. Do they still exist in the church today? This wasn't always a controversial issue. But just like many other clear doctrines found in the Word of God, there are always some in churches today who need something more than what's in here. So they twist and they misinterpret the Word of God to get exactly what they want. Actually, most of this controversy started about 120 years ago, around the turn of the 20th century. But I always liked this phrase. Somebody taught me this when I first became a Christian. If it's true, then it's not new. And if it's new, then it's not true. And we might use that as we start going forward. Again, there's going to be more in-depth information on the particulars about these sign gifts that are checkmarked right here. Often I say that if we're going to build, often I say that we need to build a foundation when we're covering any certain biblical issue. So let's ask this question, what is a foundation? Webster defines foundation as this, an underlying base or support, a basis such as a tenet, principle, or axiom upon which something stands or is supported. Again, those are Webster's definitions, and I think they are very good definitions. I found this picture on the internet, and I just wanted to put it up here. I think we've all seen something similar to this. We all kind of know what this is. This would be a foundation of a building of some sort. Perhaps it's going to be a house or an office building, or we don't know exactly what it's going to be, but it is a foundation. A very simple question for all of us here. How many foundations are necessary to build this structure? One foundation. That's it. There's just one foundation that builds for this particular structure that's going up here. So let's go back to Ephesians 2:20, because let's use that word foundation. We know what a foundation is. Paul writes this, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. He's talking about the church being built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, of course, with Jesus Christ being the cornerstone there. And there are certain spiritual gifts that were instrumental in building the foundation of the church. And once that foundation was built with these special gifts, which were built by the apostles and the prophets, there was no longer a need for these gifts to be active. Well, that statement that I just made, there's going to be many Christians who are going to disagree with that. So today, I'm going to introduce you to the two sides of this argument, debate, discussion, call it what you want, a way of looking at those six particular sign gifts, those miraculous gifts, those apostolic gifts. And with that, I'm going to introduce you to two new words in your biblical vocabulary, and I have those in your bulletin. Actually, they both start with the word see, and I have they're both pretty long words, so you can fill this in. So let's talk about the first side of this debate. Again, those are the six gifts that are going to be in question. So the first one is a continuationist. A continuationist. There are people in the church today who claim to be continuationist. So what would a continuationist be? A continuationist believes that all, bold and underlined, that all the spiritual gifts listed in 1 Corinthians 12 and Romans chapter 12 have continued. That's where you get the word continuationist. That these gifts have continued throughout the centuries and are all still available to Christians today. Again, what would those gifts be? Those gifts that I have labeled as sign gifts. Healing, effecting of miracles, prophecy, foretelling, speaking in tongues, interpreting of tongues, and apostles. The continuationist would say that these gifts still exist today, and they are available to every Christian today. Well, anytime you have a biblical belief of any sort, you need to have what we call a proof text. Where are these people on this side of the equation? Where are they going for their proof text? What scriptures are they using to back up that they are continuationists? Well, the best proof text that they would use would be this. It's the simple fact that these gifts are, in fact, listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 10, verse 28, and then again in Romans 12, 6 through 8. There they are. They are listed. They are available. They would also say this. Another good proof text would be that they see these gifts. Let's put those back up here again. Those gifts of prophecy, miracles, tongues, apostles, etc., being demonstrated many times in the book of Acts. They would say, well, Mike, they're listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, so they must be valid. They're listed in the book of Acts. We see them being used, so they must be legit for us today. And that is what a continuationist would say. So that would be one side of the argument. All of the spiritual gifts are still available today to everybody. But there's another side of the argument, and these people are called cessationists. A cessationist. What is a cessationist? A cessationist believes that certain spiritual gifts, and they would be the ones that I had highlighted, the sign gifts, listed in 1 Corinthians 12 and Romans 12, have ceased once the foundation of the church had been established by the apostles and the prophets and are not available to Christians today. They would say this. Once the foundation had been built, we don't need to have these gifts any longer. So we have two sides of this, looking at it from a continuationist point or a cessationist point, specifically pointing to those six gifts. So if a person is a cessationist, what is their proof text? Where are they going to prove that they are that these gifts have ceased? Well, that's where I'm going to stop for today. I'm going to stop right there. Because I want to speak at length, not next Sunday. Next Sunday's Christmas. We'll wait till the January 1st. I want to speak at length over these two words again. Continuationist, cessationist. What am I? What side am I on? Am I a continuationist? Am I a cessationist? I am a cessationist, and that is the way that I will teach the spiritual gifts. Why am I a cessationist? Because for one very simple reason. The foundation has been what? Been built. It's there. It's already been done. There's no need for certain gifts today. Now you might say, I don't know if I agree with that or not, Mike. And that's fine. That's fine. Folks, this is not a hill to die on situation, okay? But I do have my views, and I will preach it from that standpoint. I am a cessationist. I believe the sign gifts have ceased for today. And here in a couple weeks, I'm going to tell you exactly why I believe that. So for now, let's go to God in a time of prayer.